Welcome to Why Your Story Podcast, coming to you live from the home of SBI Media here in beautiful Afton, Wyoming. I am your host, Travis Osmond.
And I am your host, Mary Jo Parker.
And we are
excited.
Welcome, welcome. We're excited to be here with you today on another exciting podcast. And we know you're excited to be here with us, don't you think, MJ?
I totally agree. I'm excited that we're going to talk to Corey Wheeler today.
Corey Wheeler's our guest?
Yeah.
Is he the guy that's sitting right here next to me?
Probably.
I just walked in off the street.
Don't get too sunny there.
So yes, we do have a special guest today, but first we would like to recognize and thank our sponsors today. First off, the Pop Shop. I am sitting here again with my favorite Let Them Eat Cake. And great.
Thank you, Pop Shop.
Yes, thank you, Pop Shop. Everyone in the valley and everyone not in the valley, come up and see us and go get you a drink at the Pop Shop. Highly
That's
recommended.
Right.
And then also, Star Valley Health has come on board as one of our show sponsors. So we're grateful for them and for all that they do for us here at Why Your Story Podcast and in the valley. So, if you can't tell today, everyone, I am alone in the studio. And why is that, MJ?
Oh, I'm just hanging out. That'd be you. The only place to go, you know?
Yeah, so MJ is joining us by phone today. That's why she sounds a little bit different. But
yeah, and they literally are putting an IV right now as we're speaking. It is fun.
So is this IV going in the left AC, right AC, forearm?
It's going down on my wrist on the left side.
Ooh.
It's a worse spot.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Is it an 18, 20, 22 gauge?
Oh, yeah. It can only do 18. That's right.
That is fantastic. And the name of your nurse that's putting it in, just first name.
The name of my nurse that's putting it in is Stacy, and she's terrific.
No, that's fantastic. Did she numb it first? I'll bet she didn't.
Nope, she did not.
Okay. Can we request a lower gauge for her?
Yeah, I think it would be appropriate for us to request a bigger gauge. So a smaller needle would be bigger gauge.
No,
we want a smaller gauge.
Thank you very much.
Well, we are excited to come to you again today with this episode, and grateful for Corey Wheeler for joining us today on this episode. For those of you that don't know Corey Wheeler, the only thing you need to know about Corey Wheeler is he's married to Tara Wheeler. Isn't that right?
That is absolutely correct.
Right, and we all love Tara, and we all know Tara, but many of you in the Valley don't really know Corey, and so we asked him here, but first thing first, let's just get the elephant in the room out. Corey?
Yes.
What is your favorite Pop Shop drink?
I don't know that I can say it online.
You have to.
Well.
Oh, no.
Is it a bad word?
It's close to one.
Well, do it without saying the bad word.
Well, it's the mother pucker over there.
Oh, yes. The mother pucker.
Yes, absolutely.
We love it.
The mother pucker. What's in the mother pucker?
Yeah.
Mother pucker has Rockstar and I think some green apple flavoring, a sour shot. Whoa. It's a pretty sour drink.
All right.
It sounds delicious.
It's phenomenal.
MJ, I will let you do that because I don't think I will handle a Rockstar very good.
Oh, probably not.
My anxiety and my nerves will start to shake, so I'll let you do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, how was your spring break, Travis?
Oh, California. Spring break was just so wonderful. It's like that time of year where you can, like, go somewhere else to pretend that Star Valley is turning spring, you know? But then when you come back and you still have snow, you realize that we're like 3 months behind the rest of the world.
Yeah,
but how was yours? True. I was over in California, Bodega Bay area.
Oh, nice!
Just
nice
loving
area.
It. Got a dear friend out there who took good care of us, and sunshine. I mean, we timed it perfect. We fished for halibut, rock cod, lean cod, rockfish. We had a good time, and you're never going to believe this.
What?
I ate halibut.
You did not.
I did. No lie.
Did you like it?
You know what?
Was it like kiss a girl and you like it?
It was like literally 2 hours from the time we caught it till the time our friends cooked it. And I'll be honest with you, I could eat it. I really could.
Not a fan of fish?
I loathe fish in my mouth.
Me too.
Yeah,
me too. He doesn't like fish.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like the texture. I don't like the smell. I don't like the slime. I don't like the flakiness of it. But I actually ate it. And I ate the size. It was probably the size of a baseball, you know, a circular. Uh-huh. But what I found was if I stuck to the edges where the seasoning was fantastic. It was so good. but the minute I went towards the middle, I was getting more flakiness. Yeah, and it was like touching the back of my throat wrong. So I stopped while I was ahead, and I really enjoyed that part. So
awesome.
What about you, MJ? What about your spring break?
Same thing. I went back to California for a little bit, and the weather was perfect, like you said, and... Oh, I have some oranges for you. I picked off the tree of my friend.
And I love oranges.
They're so good.
Thank you.
When I get back to reality. Sure.
Corey, did you have spring break?
We did.
What did you do?
We went to Las Vegas.
Oh, my. Was it warm?
Las Vegas.
It was warm, except in the shade where the pool was next to the hotel.
So I got to ask, did what happened in Vegas, does it stay in Vegas?
Well, there was not much.
Not much?
We're not exactly the most exciting people in the world, so.
I love it.
We're pretty boring. Awesome. We went to the Coca-Cola store. That was fun.
What about the M&M place? Did you go see the M&M?
We were going to, but there's such long lines to get into all the stores there right now.
Oh, that stinks. Forget that.
We decided not to.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Well, so... Continuing on with our podcast theme today, it's physical fitness. Is it month? Physical fitness month at the hospital, and Corey is the main guy for physical fitness.
I don't know that
not,
I
not physical fitness.
Yeah,
physical
I was gonna
therapy.
Say you haven't seen me. This is a good thing. This is on a podcast.
Hey, it's all in the eye of the beholder, dude. So. You know, if we're playing football, I want you on my team.
You wouldn't have been in high school. I was tiny.
That's right.
Well, I'm just saying right
now.
I'm saying right now, if we're playing football, I want you on your team. If we're running track, I want you on MJ's team.
I mean...
That was so rude.
Touché.
Oh, I love it. So, we're just here to have a good time. Corey, don't be mad.
Never.
This is all in the spirit of fun.
Good.
So.
And we are extremely grateful for you.
And we are extremely grateful for you and for all the work that our physical therapists in the Valley do. So, give us an idea, Corey. What is physical therapy? For those of us that have not had physical therapy.
Have you never had physical therapy, Travis?
Once, but it wasn't really physical therapy. It was... I hurt my back on the ambulance picking up a patient, and so I had the doctor says I had to go, and I did some like neck bobs, and every time I put my head down I had to kick my leg out and bring my neck up and bring my foot back up, and then it was Matt over there that I did, and he made me do the meanest, like I had to do like these push-ups, but I had to just sit and hold myself in a board.
Absolutely.
And I think he was just testing my core strength because that did absolutely nothing for me.
No, what he's doing is just making a fool out of you because none of this was really necessary.
I totally agree.
You know, that's one of the advantages we have in the medical profession. People do what we tell them to do.
I'm sure before I walked in, Matt was over there to you guys. Hey, let's see if we can get Travis to do this plank thing. Let's see. And if he can do it, you guys all owe me a drink, I'm sure.
Absolutely. It was a delicious drink, too, by the way.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
No, go ahead. Tell us all about physical therapy.
So in a very broad sense, physical therapy is a way of regaining function once you've lost that function for any number of reasons, whether that be surgery, illness, trauma, accident. We help you get back to the best function that you can. Now, we could go on for hours on all of the details of how that can be done and all of the different areas that we can help, but in a general sense, that's a good way to think of therapy.
Okay, okay. So give us some examples of what you do.
Well, for instance, if someone comes into us for a back pain after an incident with the EMTs, we will put them through a series of all sorts of crazy exercises to see what they're willing to do.
Okay.
But
Are you checking to see what they're willing to do, or are you checking to see what they physically can do?
You know, a little bit of both. We like to, honestly, the therapists that I work with, we do very much enjoy what we do, and we like to have a good time. And I'm a big believer that humor is a pretty big part of medicine.
Okay.
But when a patient comes to us, we're going to look at what they can do. If there's any weaknesses or limitation with how well joints are moving, any pain, we'll do an evaluation that will specifically look at whatever part of the body they're coming to see us with, but also look a little bit more generally throughout the whole body, because unfortunately everything's connected. The mm-hmm. song we learned when we were young that the mm-hmm. head bone's connected to the neck bone and so forth mm-hmm. Rings very true.
Interesting.
So we will look at the whole body and look at those things that need help. Like I said, either strengthening or stretching or coordination, and work with patients in improving those.
Okay. All right.
That's great. I know, Corey, that you're the only one, I think, in the Valley that is EMG. What does that stand for?
EMG stands for electromyography.
Okay.
Fancy term for nerve testing.
Nice.
And what does that entail?
That we're looking at how well nerves are working through your body. The test itself involves shocking you with basically a cattle prod and stabbing you with needles.
Oh.
Sounds a little snake oilish to me.
Oh, it's actually
Is it?
Sounds terrible, but it's not that bad.
Okay, so you're testing nerves to see if they're working well, or working the way they're supposed to.
Yeah, to see how well they're working.
Hmm. That sounds actually kind of fun to me.
It's a...
You know their nickname.
What's that?
Physical terrorist.
That is true.
Physical terrorist. Oh, my gosh. Every time I think about it, I'm like, ah.
Or professional torture. That's what PT stands for.
For real. So you talk to people, you hear all these things. Oh, I have to go to physical therapy. Is that you, MJ? I think we just lost MJ.
Lost MJ.
Lovely. So you hear people, they go to physical therapy and they just dread going to physical therapy. So what is it about physical therapy that people sometimes don't enjoy? What is going on there?
I think things are starting to change a little bit throughout our whole profession, to where we're definitely becoming a lot less known for causing pain. Okay. and overall helping with pain. But that it's a well-earned reputation.
Okay.
Because nobody likes to exercise. I guess there's some people that do.
Yes.
Most people don't, because even when exercise feels good, it actually is a little uncomfortable, if not extremely uncomfortable.
Okay.
So there's some of that. When a joint doesn't move very well, we try to get it to move, and that can involve pain. And a lot of times we just ask you to do things that may elicit pain, but in the long run will benefit you, help you gain that function back that I talked about having patients that have lost it.
Interesting.
Nice. I think you guys are really coaches as well, you know, and mentors.
Yeah.
People to move.
Yes.
So are there certain things that you see at the hospital that are more important for physical therapy than others? I mean, are there certain operations or joint procedures that require physical therapy more than others?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are a number of procedures that they'll do there, even orthopedically, that they won't necessarily send someone to physical therapy following. And then there's others, our most common being a total knee replacement, that we see. And I would never recommend a patient have a surgery like that and not go to physical therapy.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
What happens? What would happen?
So when you start messing around with a joint like that and you don't rehab it properly, you can think that everything's going well, but as a professional, I can even just watch you walk, and if something is off in the way you're walking, that can lead to stress on your other hip, your other knee, your ankles, your back. So even though that knee feels like it's working great, things are going fantastically, you may have missed something that we would be able to pick up on and help with that. Along with the whole healing process is actually a pretty complicated system. And to have a professional there along the whole way with you, guiding you through it, and letting you know, you're doing too much, you're not doing enough, try this, try that. If somebody ends up being successful from it, it's usually more luck than anything else.
Okay. So how long, let's just take that we were on the knee replacement thing. How long would someone have to be in therapy on average after a total knee replacement?
After a total knee replacement, I would guess your average is going to be about anywhere from 6 to 10 weeks. But honestly, by that time, we would prefer you continue coming to us because that's when you're really starting to get around fairly well. And that's when we can fine-tune things a bit more. But by that time, patients are feeling typically pretty good and they say,
okay,
sayonara.
Interesting. I
would personally like to see patients up to about 12 weeks and then continue to follow up for a few months after that even. When we first see patients, we're usually seeing them 2 or 3 times a week. And then as you go along, we can reduce that. And like I said, eventually I would like to see it so we're maybe seeing you once a month, but just kind of getting a picture of how well you're progressing and going from there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's interesting. By the way, what is the strangest thing you've ever had to help rehabilitate?
Yes.
Oh, man. There are, we do a lot of wound care. So I've seen some wounds that have come in that have been pretty gnarly. I wish that I could get into more detail, but I probably shouldn't.
Well, yeah, so no HIPAA violations here.
Yeah, that's right. True.
So as a physical therapist, we deal with a lot of things that people probably would have no idea that we do. For instance, pelvic floor health is one thing that we do. So female incontinence, either bowel or bladder. Even male incontinence, same thing, where we're dealing with some of your pelvic floor muscles and how those function. So I've done some of that, which people would definitely think was awkward or weird.
That's interesting. Strengthening those sphincter muscles type thing?
So yeah, it could be strengthening the sphincter. Sphincter muscles.
Yes.
But so everybody's familiar with Kegel exercises, I think.
Kegel?
Kegel. No?
I've heard of Smeagol.
Very
like Lord of the Rings.
MJ, you're familiar with Kegel exercises, aren't you?
MJ, no. He asked you a question.
What did he ask me?
He wanted to know if you knew. You, of course, you must be familiar with Kegel exercises.
Oh yes, I am.
So,
yep.
Most people think of Kegel exercises strengthening and getting those muscles to work better.
Can you specify what muscles we're talking about here?
We're talking about pelvic floor muscles. I don't want to get into all of the very specifics.
Okay, that's fine. No, I got you.
They've got all sorts of different names.
Okay, that's fine.
One thing that people don't realize is they actually have to practice at relaxing those muscles as well. So
I have that issue.
Of not being able to relax.
Yes, like in a public restroom and stuff. Is that what you're talking about?
Somewhat, yes, actually.
But to me, it's more mental. I go to a happy place, and to me, like quaky trees and yellow quaky leaves in the wind.
Absolutely.
That helps me with maybe a stream running down the side of the mountain.
Find your happy place.
Yeah. Is that what you're talking about?
The stream in the mountain is a very effective one, too.
It is.
That really gets things going.
And I can even smell the sagebrush.
There you go.
And then I realize I'm in the LA airport, and then everything goes tight again.
Absolutely. Okay. You know, it's interesting that you say a lot of that's in your mind, because we really do deal with a lot of, through the whole rehab process, there's a lot of psychology involved. You know, pain is merely your brain's interpretation of what's going on. So to tell someone pain is all in your head is literally correct. It is all in your head. And so that's part of the process that we're dealing with, is it's a real experience, and it's something that we all have to deal with, and it is miserable. But we help you work through that and understand what the pain is, and that it's there for a reason, and how to control that.
So,
how long did you go to school for that?
Yeah, what do you have to do to become a physical therapist?
Physical therapy is a doctoral program now. So, four years.
Holy flip, you're a doctor?
I'm a doctor.
Yeah. Wow. And isn't your other siblings doctors as well?
Yeah, my oldest brother is a doctor of education, teaches math over at Utah State. And then other brother is an OBGYN down in Rock Springs. So we all like to argue about who's the real doctor.
That's awesome.
I lose that battle.
So, okay, so you went and did like your undergrad?
So 4-year undergrad, and then it's typically a 3-year doctoral program.
Okay. So you got to skip the master's and all that jazz. You just went straight into a doctorate program.
Yep. And then the fortunate thing is no required residency after that.
Wow.
So you get to practice as soon as you're done with school. In school, you do a lot of clinical rotation. So I got to actually did a year's worth of clinical rotation here in Star Valley for the hospital, to finish out my education there.
That's great.
It's a lot of fun.
So
where's one of the,
go ahead, MJ.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
What is one of the hardest, things to manipulate?
By manipulate, what do you mean?
Well, what's one of the hardest joints to get it back to where it was?
I think the most difficult joint overall is just your lumbar spine, low back. There's so many issues involved with that. It's just a hard thing to deal with.
Yeah.
But
that makes sense.
So being a physical therapist, MJ used the word manipulate. Do you get to like pop backs and
we can
necks and stuff? Oh, can you do mine after we're done?
You don't want me to. So in school, we learn all about manipulations, how to do those back popping, if you will. And then some physical therapists continue on with that. A couple here in the Valley do a really good job. Matt and Cash are some that I know do a lot of that. Sorry to the others if I didn't mention you, but those are the two that come to mind immediately.
Gotcha.
Me personally, I just never did feel real, it wasn't my forte. So if I have patients that need to be adjusted or manipulated, I'll usually send them over to one of those other two PTs. Okay. Or any of my colleagues that are comfortable with doing that. Okay. But yeah, it's something that we do learn pretty extensively in school.
So is massage a part of physical therapy?
We don't call it massage.
Oh, well, what do you call it?
It sounds a lot better. We call it soft tissue mobilization.
Yes. So soft tissue mobilization, that's part of physical therapy, right?
It is.
So what injury would require soft tissue mobilization?
Honestly, pretty much all of them do to some
really?
Extent. Yeah.
How come I never got a massage? When I had to go see Matt.
Your plank wasn't good enough.
Awkward. See,
I knew I was getting ripped here.
That's right. So it's not always indicated for every treatment. But I think at some point when you've got a joint that is not moving very well, a lot of the times it's because the muscles surrounding that joint are tight or guarding or spasming. And so to get that joint moving better, if you go in and you help relax those muscles, you can cause great effect with how that joint moves. So we call it soft tissue mobilization mostly because it really is more than a massage. There's a lot more technique than just making a muscle feel good. And there's different techniques that we can use in order to try to accomplish that muscle relaxation or various issues.
I'm really intrigued with this soft tissue mobilization stuff. So
absolutely, you're gonna have to look into that.
Combine that with exercise.
Yeah, exercises. When we talk about soft tissue mobilization, some of the other things that we're looking at are like what's called a cross friction massage, where you're actually working with the ligaments or tendons, helping them to realign the fibers better so that they're moving better. It really is hard to sum up a whole treatment in sure. just a few minutes, but I'll give it my best. I forget what the question was now, but it was a good answer, whatever the question
it
was.
It really was a good answer. I was totally following you.
I'm glad someone was.
So how do you, to the people that are listening to this podcast, how do you know if you need physical therapy? I mean, what would be occurring in their life? Or is the question, do most people come to you from a doctor? Or, you know, delve into that a little bit for us.
If you need physical therapy, there can be a lot of reasons why. We've talked a lot about post-surgical joint pain. If you have noticed some poor coordination, balance issues, dizziness is something that we work a lot with. We've talked about urinary incontinence, back pain, neck pain, nerve pain.
Any of that.
Weakness, any of that. But typically, they are going to see a doctor first, and that really only has to do with insurance.
Oh, okay.
The last couple of years, Wyoming has become a state where you can legally just come see us without a doctor's prescription, where before you couldn't. So the problem is, though, that the insurance typically won't pay for it without having a doctor's prescription first.
Okay, well, that's a good point. Good point.
So most of our patients still do come to us following a visit with a physician. One of the things that we're trying to push for is the ability for patients to just come see us without having to have that script first, to save them a trip, to save them a little bit of money. And so hopefully in the next few years we'll be able to see that. But for now, yep.
All right.
Physician first is typically the way to go.
So, MJ, do you have any more questions for Corey?
Well, I'd like to find out just personally what, you know, his family and where he was born and raised and all that. Kind
Absolutely.
Of stuff.
Well, I don't know if I can tell you where I was born.
Yeah, you can.
I was born in Jackson, Wyoming. Exactly.
We'll edit that out.
Yeah.
My dad is from the Valley originally, Jim Wheeler. He was born and raised here, and he was the first physical therapist in Jackson and Star Valley, and I believe Pinedale.
Oh, wow.
Back about 40 years ago. And, so he was a physical therapist. We lived in Jackson, but he came to Star Valley 2 days a week. He traveled back and forth. And then back in 1993, when I was 11, we moved up to Star Valley, lived up on Star Valley Ranch, throughout middle school and high school years, and then left for college and a mission and came back here with my family.
And your family consists of?
Tara. She was Tara Bassett, now Tara Wheeler, if she claims me still.
Okay.
How many years have you been married?
We have been married for 18 years
now. Good for you
guys. Going on 18.
Nice. Good job on remembering.
Yeah, good job.
Well, actually, I think it might have been 17. As soon as I said 18, I had to do the math.
Oh, so you're saying it feels longer?
I'm saying that every day has been a dream.
Okay.
Okay. Good answer.
Good answer.
I've practiced that one.
Good job.
It really has been. It's been good. And we've got three kids, a 14-year-old in junior high, and then a 12-year-old and an 8-year-old.
I have down here that I need to ask you about a Jeep. Something.
Oh, I have that too.
You do?
Yeah. What is the Jeep?
Yeah, tell us a story about a Jeep.
Back in probably 2007 or 8, I was assistant golf pro up at Star Valley Ranch, and luckily got a day off that happened to be during the hospital tournament, golf tournament they had. And So I just got to play with a random team and came to hole number three there at Star Valley Ranch, which is a par three, and they happened to have a hole-in-one prize, and hit the ugliest shot you've ever seen. Never got more than probably 3 feet off the ground, but was heading right at the pin.
What?
And,
what? Are you kidding?
Thought that it went way over the green because it was going really fast. So I get up there and search for my ball everywhere and nothing. Couldn't find it. So we were playing a scramble, so I thought, well, that's fine. We just won't take my shot. So I go and go to take the pin out of the hole for the other people, and there's my golf ball sitting
there. No way.
And so
Oh, wow.
I got to win a Jeep Commander.
No kidding.
Really? It was a brand new
Jeep.
Brand new Jeep. I would recommend it to everybody.
That is so cool.
It was pretty surreal. So cool. And then I took that golf ball out on the next hole and hit it into the weeds and lost it.
No kidding.
Yes, I did. So I don't even have the golf ball. It was a crappy top flight or something like that, but I still would have liked to have had it.
Well,
that is crazy.
That is crazy.
What a great story.
It was fun.
So one more question for Corey that I have. What, as a professional, what is your take on essential oils?
Can we edit this out?
I gotta know.
Okay, so
inquiring minds wants to know.
In all honesty, I definitely think that they have a place in medicine.
Okay, good to know. We will edit this out.
I think that they can help with a lot of things. We talked about how much psychology is involved in rehab, yes. And I think that's true in just medicine in general. And so I think that they can be of actually very good use at times. What makes me afraid is if people are using them to cure diseases rather than treat symptoms.
Okay.
Which is two totally different things.
Okay, good point.
So treating symptoms, I think anything that helps the symptom, as long as it's not illegal or such, is great. Pending side effects.
Awesome.
That's my take is... I'm not a fan of using them to cure, but absolutely a fan of using them to treat.
I love it. Good answer.
I love it too.
That's great.
So, Corey, I heard that for fun, is this true that something you love, like Travis loves fishing and hunting.
Uh-huh.
I love skiing. But I've heard that you like to read textbooks. Is that true for fun?
That
totally could not be true.
If I could find someone to pay me to go to school, I would absolutely do that for a career. So,
really?
Yeah, I mean, I do enjoy, it would depend on the textbook, but yeah, it is something that I enjoy. I'm basically a nerd. Not basically, I totally am.
That is crazy.
We're all nerds in our own way.
I've come to terms with it.
Oh, well.
Good deal. Well, Corey, we're sure thankful that you joined us on the podcast today. Is there anything you'd like to say to the folks out there?
I would just like to say that we've talked a lot about the need to go see a physician first to get that script, but in reality, physical therapists can help in an extraordinary number of ways, and to reach out and ask some questions. To sit here and tell you all the things that we can treat really is a very difficult thing because it's almost endless. A lot of things that people don't think about. So it may be a conversation to have with your physician. But if you know of any physical therapists, ask them some questions, see if they can help you out. And, I think you'd be surprised with the number of things that we really can help people with.
Fantastic.
That's awesome.
Yep.
I've been to your place before and, you know, Matt and Cash, they're both excellent therapists, I think.
So if they keep you going, they really are. Everybody that I work with is fantastic. And if you don't, do I have a minute?
Sure. You're right ahead.
So
sure.
I just want to tell you about kind of all of the options that we have here in the Valley.
Great.
First of all, let me give a shout out to the other therapy companies, Aspen Physical Therapy, and Kevin just started Allred Performance, I think he called it. Kevin mm-hmm. Allred did. And then we've got Mike Buse with Aspen Physical Therapy down in Thane. Four Pines Physical Therapy, which is an Alpine. Again, I hope I didn't miss anybody, but I think I've mentioned all of the other companies. And then everybody that works for Star Valley Health, we've got Matt and Cash up here in Afton. They do our outpatient therapy just across the street from the hospital. I mostly deal with inpatient therapy, so patients that are in the hospital.
Okay.
And then in Thane, we've got Dave Johnson, Dan Jeske, Hayden Datweiler, that see our patients down there.
Okay.
And in Thane, we have that just absolutely fantastic therapy pool. It's just got underwater treadmills, some jets that you can swim against. It's a pretty phenomenal facility. So we've got all these options of therapists that you can go and see.
Awesome. That's great. It sounds like we're well taken care of in the Valley.
We are. We really do have some absolutely fantastic professionals here.
Awesome. Well, wonderful. And again, Corey, we thank you for being with us today. And sounds like MJ just can't
keep on. She's having trouble.
She's having a hard time here staying on the phone. MJ, you there?
I am. I'm sorry.
You're great. Well, we are going to sign off today from another great episode of Why Your Story podcast. I am your host, Travis Osmond.
And I am your host, Mary Jo Parker.
And we're
thanks so much, and thanks to our sponsors.
Yes, thank you again. The Pop Shop, Star Valley Health, for all you do for us. And we'll catch you next time. Thanks.